Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and in our Community Matters interview today, I'm talking with Norman Armstrong. He is a foster parent living in West Virginia, and we just want to talk a little bit about what foster parenting involves and how you might be able to help. Norman, let me ask you, how did you get involved in foster parenting?
Well, how we got into it was we actually was living in the east end of Huntington, and there was a knock at our door. And there was a lady, which we found out that was actually the grandma of these two little babies. And she just simply asked if somebody wanted a child. She was giving a child away because she could not take care of it. The mother was in prison. The father was in prison. And the grandmother was actually drug addicted on heroin. And again, it was in the east end of Huntington. And we were floored. So for 6 months, I mean, we took the kiddos in, and one was actually a baby, a newborn, by the way. She was just 2.5 months old. And we actually took the babies in and hid them. We felt, I mean, we were fearful, and we didn't know what to do, to be honest, but we were told that we had to go through the DHHR to make it legal to be able to have them in our home. So we started that process and went to several court dates and what have you, and needless to say, we had them for almost 2 years, and the girls, and the courts agreed that it was time for the mother got out of prison to give her an opportunity to have her kids. And obviously, we agreed, no fighting about it. They should go with their family. And but about 6 months went by, and we received a phone call that the kids were back in police custody. And the parents were arrested, and the father went back to prison. The mother went back to prison. Grandmother already overdosed. The grandpa already overdosed and passed away. As soon as we got the kiddos, within the first month, we filed for an adoption. Yeah, and here we are, almost 5 years later.
Okay, and how many children are you caring for now?
Actually, we have two that we foster and adopted. And we participate in several things in different groups and organizations. But I got a couple of things wrote out here. I just want to remind everybody, whoever's listening, to reach out to your local DHHR, because I think they have like a stigma against them or something like that. But I came to find out that they are the best people to deal with, because they're there. They see it. They deal with it. And they are so helpful. They are so helpful to make sure these kids are in a home that they deserve, that the children deserve. And I believe that God's really stirred up my heart about foster care. These kids, through no fault of their own, have been neglected, abused. They're in situations so bad, so sad, that some adults couldn't even handle it. There's nearly 400,000 kiddos in foster care. Close to half that number are looking for a forever home. Jesus has made it loud and clear in his word that we are to love, respect, and care for these kids. Proverbs 31:8-9 says, "Open your mouth on behalf of those unable to speak, for the justice of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, plead the cause of the poor and the needy." So the Bible clearly tells us to be like Christ, considering others before we consider ourselves. It's called noble ambition, not selfish ambition. There's over 2,000 references in the Bible that talk about everything that we're supposed to do. Obviously, due to time, I just wrote a few down, like Matthew 18:1-5. Look at verse 5 really hard. "Whoever welcomes one of these children in my name welcomes me." So God tells us to welcome these kiddos. We must take a stand for these families who desperately need us to be who God Almighty created us to be. Matthew 16:24. "If anyone desires to come after Jesus, let them deny themselves, take up a cross daily, and follow him." We are all born with the ability to change someone's life. Let's not waste it. And remember, to pick up our cross daily requires an unbroken, undaunted, undiluted commitment to Christ. Pure love, pure speech, pure character. And the type of character that we have is our choice. We always have a choice concerning how we respond to any situation. I have a few statistics here that I just wrote. I didn't write them all. Actually, I have like a half a notebook here. But 70% of children in foster care have physical and mental health issues. 65% of U.S. homeless population have spent time in foster care. 51% of foster care children aging out will be unemployed. 60 to 70% of those caught up in sexual human trafficking in the U.S. have spent time in foster care, and only 3% of kiddos in foster care will attend college. 7 out of 10 girls who age out of foster care become pregnant before 21. 1 out of 2 kiddos in foster care will have substance abuse issues. And 70% of the kiddos in foster care are ineligible to join the military because they fail academic and moral health qualifications. As I was studying about this, I ran across a couple things that God showed me and reminded me, like Chestnut Mountain Ranch. This is kind of what I believe in my heart that we need so much more of. It's a Christ-centered home and school, and it's in Morgantown. And then they actually have a chapel. They have a big old school. They have 3 homes at the moment with just boys. And also, they're constructing 2 more buildings that they're going to fill for girls. And I just love it because, I mean, within the first paragraph, it says, "Our children are introduced to Christ and live within a gracious, truth-filled environment." I mean, that right there caught my eye. Obviously, if that wasn't enough, that they sacrifice everything. They actually moved here from Georgia. Mr. Finn, Steve and him did. They just gave all and trusted God to do what he does. And I just pray that we wouldn't put limitations on God. I mean, there's also a WVU building up in Montgomery. You have the KVC Health Systems. They actually opened up 2 of the old WVU buildings there in Morgantown, and they're trying to fill them with kids that's aging out of the foster care system. Because once they age out, I mean, they're out on the streets, they're homeless. They have nowhere to go. I mean, obviously, they have no family and stuff like that. So what's on my heart is that we put ourselves to the side and reach out and help those kids that's in foster care. I mean, I could go on and on and on. I could talk for days about this, but I wrote down a couple of numbers I wanted everybody to think about, because West Virginia has 6,300 kids in foster care. Kentucky has 8,500 kiddos in foster care. Ohio has 16,000 kids in foster care. And I made a cross a couple weeks ago and painted it. It's real pretty and nice. And I painted it red for the blood of Jesus Christ. And I have all 51 states on it. And under each state, I have the numbers of how many kids that are in foster care. It's staggering. I mean, 6,300 in West Virginia, I thought that was a large number. But, I mean, we could get into Texas, and it's close to 30,000 kids in foster care. We could get in California, the number's staggering. It's almost 60,000 kids that's in the foster care system. I'm like, wow, that's just blowing my mind. And to be honest with you, it aches my heart to see so many people that are blessed by the Lord, hoarding and holding on to what he has blessed them with. I mean, we're blessed to be a blessing. And I just pray that we, the church, would drop that denominational sign down off the buildings that we worship in and unite and come together and make the number 0 for kids that's in foster care. And let's just keep reaching out. I mean, let's do what Jesus did. He traveled, he helped, he fed, he clothed, he made sure people had what they needed. And these kids need us in foster care. They really need us. They have nothing.
Those numbers certainly may be surprising to a lot of people listening. If people feel a burden for children in foster care, Norman, what should they do? What's the first step?
Well, the first step would be contact your local DHHR and let them know what you're considering or thinking about and stuff like that. Or you could go to armstrongnorman196@gmail.com, and I could share some information with you about what to do and what have you. I mean, there's several obstacles to become a foster parent that you might you keep in mind. We went through NECO a couple of times. There's a lot of footwork. There's a lot of fingerprinting, which should be. and what have you. And but there's a lot of stuff, a lot of obstacles, I guess you could say. And you got home placements. They'll come and make sure your home's approved and everything several times at DHHR. So with me, there's a lot of cleaning your house because I got five kids already. So there's a lot of cleaning and preparing. But I think the best thing to do is what I did and what my wife did is we got on our knees and we prayed and said, okay, God, prepare us because I know this is going to be a battle. The devil's not going to like it that we're going to reach out and help, that we're going to do what the Bible says. We're pushing ourselves to the side and saying, okay, we're going to take in some kids and we're going to feed them, we're going to clothe them, we're going to shelter them, and we're going to make sure they know that Jesus loves them.
Okay, and what would you say to people who are concerned about, like, you know, if you take in a kid that's in foster care, they're going to have more baggage, they're going to have a more difficult time adjusting. What do you say to that?
I'll agree with that. But also, I mean, anytime that something's worth having, there's going to be a battle. There's going to be conflict. I mean, I have my own kids. I actually have seven kids of my own. I have five boys and two girls. I have grandbabies and four that's doing their life and stuff like that. And it's not perfect. There's no perfect world. I mean, we struggle, we strive, we argue. We figure out algebra and we move on. You know what I mean? We're a family where we're trusting God and we pray together, we eat together. I believe there's a big thing. We sit at the table together and eat. We pray together several times a day. We read together every night. I believe, like the Bible says, first things first. We put God first, and then He'll hold on to us and make things possible. I didn't say make things easy, but make things possible.
Norman, I do want to thank you for coming in and sharing your heart for children in foster care. It's a very important subject that affects a lot of people across our country and right here in the tri-state. Keep doing what you're doing to get the word out. On this Community Matters interview, I've been talking with Norman Armstrong. He's a foster parent living in West Virginia. And if you are doing something to make a difference in the community, I would love to talk to you as well. Maybe if you're part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless the community, let's talk. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and maybe next time I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. If you'd like to hear the long-form version of this interview, you can hear it again at walkfm.org. Just go to the resource section and you'll find Community Matters. For now, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.